ULR Mobile.
Go 4CEF Mobile.
Andrew, KN4 GFW.
Siemens.
About 5 minutes from the house.
Longer than that. Man, I just saw a salt truck going down I-85. I think that's a little bit much.
I thought I saw some brine on the road in a couple of places.
I wasn't supposed to get anything, but you start seeing the salt trucks go around here, it might be a little something to it, or else they're jumping the gun.
They can't quite figure it out. I guess it's a timing issue. You know, if it comes late at night, it might be worse than they thought.
I got enough people out of work. They don't need another excuse.
Yeah, well, if the road's bad and that, you can just take off and just not get paid for it and not get counted against you, right?
But if we get enough of them, they'll do it. They usually don't shut down unless the interstate does, but like I said, if you ain't got people to run, you can't do a whole lot.
Yeah, that's the way it was at my last place. If you don't have enough people, you just can't do anything. You got to get them to show up.
Afternoon.
Yeah, doing pretty well. It just you were real light, but you're a little bit better now.
Got up a little bit.
Better at the end. How are you doing?
Talking with you fellas this morning.
In early. How's that going in early working out for you?
It's doing okay. I mean, I'm able to get a little bit of a jump on the day. I don't get off any earlier, but at least to get some stuff done. I'm off today, so I'm actually at the shack, just kind of cleaning that area up a little bit.
The transmit, it starts out real light, and then it, you know, 2 seconds in, it gets loud.
Keep up.
A double there.
When he keys up and talks.
Yeah, I hear the tone, but then I barely can hear him, and then all of a sudden it gets loud again.
Yeah, I think I've got that setting to where it does a tone on my end before it starts transmitting.
Tone, and then I hear you start to talk, but you're way, way down, barely. You know, I can barely hear you, and then all of a sudden it just pops on.
Yeah, give me a minute. Let me see if I can straighten that out. Doing over there, KK4POT. Around. Hey, kid, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. Good to hear you. Long time.
I had the radio on in the room, and I had the volume all the way down, but I saw activity on it, and I thought I'd turn it up, and there you are. So, yeah, good to hear you. On the way home?
Yeah, I'm almost at the house now. I'm about 2 minutes out, but this is my normal time from about 4:15 to about 5.
Dad, how's everything going out there?
Yeah, it's going good. I'm liking it pretty good, pretty well. I can't really complain.
Good to hear. That's good to hear. I'm glad that's working out for you. Miss having you on in the mornings with us.
Yeah, I sure do miss talking to you guys. And then Mike decided he'd start going in early, and now I'm missing him. And that's just been me and Andrew and Ed. Man, you can't never tell when the truck's showing up. So he's about once a week.
Today was the first day I talked to him in several weeks. He was able to be on there. I'm catching Andrew pretty much every morning now. And then Mike, like you said, Mike, he's pretty steady on getting in there pretty early now. So that I'll catch him most of the way in as well.
He's running late.
XC, is that any better?
Hit on you when he first started.
Real light. gets a tone. He's way down in there. I can hear him, though, on my external speaker here. But then he all of a sudden comes in just fine after that. So it's got definitely got a delay. Radio, Mike, what radio are you using?
I'm using that 88.
Half meter hooked up to it. External meter hooked up to it so you can see your output.
That I do. I'm
showing 40 watts. Consistent.
Yeah, it is.
W4DJW. Hey, Ken, I think I recognize what's going on with Mike's radio. Mike, if your radio has a button on it that has the atomic symbol, looks like an atom with electrons flowing around it. If you press that button once, it'll turn wires off. It sounds like your wires is on, which is why your volume is low, because it's sending us what's supposed to be a subaudible tone, but everybody can hear it beep. But it sounds like you got wires turned on. If you've got one of those little atomic buttons, try pressing it to turn it off and see if that fixes it. W4DJW.
You have that button. I did hit it, but it didn't change anything.
Yeah, it did the same thing. If you've got a function button, and then that button, if you hit function, and then hit the atomic button, see if that fixes it.
Yeah, dang, I didn't hit another salt truck.
I'm backed up here in the driveway and that, and I'll have to say, 73 to all you guys, but it's good to hear everybody, Kim and Mike and Dave and Andrew. I appreciate it, and I hope to catch you another time, KN4TFW.
Good to hear you on the radio, Ken, W4DJW. I have to bug out in a couple of minutes. I was just wanting to see if I could help Mike, W4DJW.
Great to hear you this afternoon. I'm going to step away from the radio myself here. Start getting some dinner ready for the kids. So have a good evening, KK4POT. 4CBA. Take care. Hopefully catch you in the morning, KK4NXE.
Hey, Mike, evidently that wasn't it because I just heard it again on that one. Anyway, that was my 2 cents worth. Sorry it wasn't worth 2 cents, but anyway, I got to get back to work. Catch you guys later. Have a good one. W4DJW clear.
That is the issue. It's just the function button. I've got to get to the right button in order to cut that off. Thank you, KK4NXE, and I'm going to be clear.
Mike, we'll holler at you in the morning. KK4CF standing by. There's somebody else in there. Who was calling?
Charlie Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
CF, go ahead. You doing all right this evening?
I'm good. I just talked to a guy on 17 meters and at the North Pole in Alaska. It's my first contact to Alaska.
That's one of the states I'm actually missing for anything. FT8, doesn't matter. I just cannot get to Alaska.
I'm putting a good word for me to Santa if you ran into him.
Yeah, hopefully he'll do that. Maybe he'll be on a Santa net on the other frequency.
It had a warm day today, warmer than usual. It was 10 degrees.
About 10 degrees. I mean, every once in a while we'll get single digits down here, but man, it's rare.
I remember getting down to 7. By the lowest, I think, in my lifetime that I can remember. Anyway, I heard Dave in there, W4DJW. I was going to talk to him about RC planes, but he had to get back to work.
He was trying to help Mike out with his radio, but yeah, I think he's already stepped out. He might still be listening. Who knows?
Let's talk about him. We used to work together in the high school at the Hess station. It was located right there where the Starbucks is now, on East North Street, right before you intersect 291.
know somebody for that long. I got a buddy of mine I've known since like the sixth grade, but he drives trucks now, so I don't see him or hear from him a whole lot.
Two other guys I went to high school with that are on here, and we actually meet the first Tuesday of every month at Charlie's Barbecue on Pelham Road, and there's about, I don't know, 10 or 12, 15 of us that get together, and we graduated around the same time, 72, 73, 74.
Right there, staying in touch with somebody that long and still getting to meet. Yeah, I wish I could say I did that, but unfortunately I don't. Pretty much everybody I went to school with either moved on or everybody's got their own thing going on.
Haven't seen hardly anyone from high school until I ran into Steve, and he told me about this meeting they have, and I think he got it started. And so anyway, but the guy that got me into ham radio, Phil, W4NGU, I think I got his call right. I always get his prefix wrong, but I think that's right. He got me interested in ham radio back in 1982. This guy had an RC. It's a 60-foot wingspan. It's got the wing is a top wing, and it's 52 inches long. Has a huge engine on it. God, I can't think of the name of it. I'm not real familiar with RC planes, but I wanted one with a glow plug. I didn't want electric battery power. And this thing is a four-stroke glow plug. And it came with two controllers, but neither one of them matched the receiver in the plane. So I think I'm going to go and update all that, and update the servos and replace the gas tank. But I paid like $270 for all that, and the plane was probably worth twice that or more.
My limited knowledge, it sounds like you got a good deal, but I don't know. I know those remotes are usually fairly expensive if they're nice, but yeah, I've not really done a whole lot with the good RC planes like that, the ones that have the glow plugs. I've always done with like the string control, but yeah, I've always wanted one, just never had a chance to really get one or, put the effort in to get one.
For CBA, well, me too, and when I saw this deal, he was up in Brevard, and so I drove up there, and it came with a gallon of fuel and another engine. It's a little smaller engine, and it's missing the exhaust manifold, and but it's the same brand. Starts with an E, but I can't think of the name of it. It's just four letters. You think I could remember that? Well, shoot, let's see. I got a picture over here on my phone. But, anyway, let's see if I can bring that up. Maybe. I won't be able to read it. Anyway, go ahead and I'll see if I can find it here real quick.
Yeah, for ID, yes. Sounds like you might have your little fun project plane. I mean, it won't take a whole lot to get up and running, but Yeah, that is, sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
Well, it's a Enya, E-N-Y-A, and it's a 80, and model 80-40, and it's the biggest dang glow plug engine I've ever seen, and I've, my dad used to mess around with them, but he never had one near this big. But he never had an RC plane. He had a free flight plane that he built, and it was a Piper Cub.
You see, when I grew up, he had string planes, and he tinkered a little bit with RC, trying to get some of those up and running. But we used to go watch planes down at one of the Millikens and see them guys flying them. It was always a good time. I always got memories of that, and I've always wanted one, just never got one. Well, man, I pulled in the driveway. It's been good talking to you. 7-3's to you. Hopefully we'll catch you on the radio again. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Write down your call. All right, well, 73's, enjoy the QSO. I think there's another breaker in there. Go ahead. This is KB4CBA.
Hey, Dave, N4DJCG. I've seen those Enya 80s before. I think those things, I think those things were about $200 or more when they were new. That's expensive for four-stroke engines.
It's the doggone thing I've ever seen. I'm telling you, it's just something else. So, I can't wait to get it up in the air, but after talking with Dave about it, W4DJW, he was telling me that the frequencies that this plane is on, it's like 72.710 megahertz, and he said that there's a lot of, or a good bit of interference and on those frequencies now, and that, you know, it wouldn't take much to for you to lose the airplane. And so I'm thinking about getting, you know, one of the new controllers that I forget what he called it, but anyway, nothing will interfere with it, and I have to get the servos for it, and I need a new battery for the plane, too, and a charger.
I started flying them back in the early 70s. It was all on 27 and 72 megahertz, I think, and 27, of course, is in the CB band, and the 72s, I think, came out a little bit later than that, but of course, every time somebody keyed up a CB mic, you know, they'd spin into the ground almost. We used to fly at a place out there near Cordell, Georgia, but I might remember exactly where it was now. Somewhere out in that area, it had a big RC flying field and had a control line field and a whole 9 yards, and we go out there and fly. Go out there on the weekends and fly on the weekends, and I never flew anything more than that. I think I used to fly a pattern, what they call a pattern plane, which was a 60 size Chaos, and that was a good plane to fly, but I crashed that thing 4 or 5 times, I guess. And then I finally got a 72 megahertz transmitter receiver. That craft, they built a good situation. I think they use spread spectrum now, I think, though, so there's not much that can interfere with it, skip frequencies, I think.
He said it was a spread spectrum, and these controllers are brand, it's a Futaba, F-U-T-A-B-A. They're nice looking. I mean, looks like they got all the bells and whistles, and so got two of them. And, but I looked at the receiver frequency on the plane, and it, I can't remember what it is, but it's not either one of these. So they're not going to do me any good anyway. So I'm either going to have to change the receiver to match one of these, or buy a new transmitter. And I don't know, after talking to Dave, I think I'm just going to buy a new controller, because I don't want to take a chance on getting interference.
Did he find all those flying gliders? And we had these catapult launch deals. We had the, it would tow them. I mean, if they had a motor on it, it'd tow that thing up. We'd get on hillsides and stuff. That was a lot of fun. But that was after I got my ham license, and then I could get a 54 megahertz FM radio, which Kraft made them back in those days. Those Futaba radios, that was a good radio. That was a good transmitter and receiver. Those were very popular brands. I think it was all part of that MRC company. I think Futaba and I can't remember the other names they were. There was a bunch of hobby names associated with that Japanese manufacturer. They made the Tamiya plastic model kits, and they had a whole line of specialty items. But Futaba was a good one. It was a pretty expensive radio back in the day, too.
Look nice. I mean, I've seen Dave's and his a lot nicer than these, but I think his is kind of customized. He knows a lot more about it than I do. But Jerry, I'm going to jump out of here. I got a tennis game coming up, and I need to change clothes, and I'm going to have to layer up tonight for the game, because it's going to be a little chilly. And but we got a game at 6:30, but I'll have to leave in about 30 minutes, so I'm going to get on out of here. But it's good to talk with you, and I hope you have a good evening. And I'll say 73s, and I'll wait around for your final KB4CBA.
Okay, David, good to talk to you. Stay warm about that tonight. These next few days will be going to be kind of nipplish, I think. But stay warm, and when you get cold like that, it's easy to get hurt, so be careful out here running around on the court. Have a good game. We'll talk to you later. M4DJC clear.